主，我们实在谢谢你给我们这样大好的信息。
We thank you for this great good news, Jesus.
本主那一天主救了我们的时候，我们也愿意把这样大好的信息再传给别人。
Ever since the day we are saved, we desire to share with others this great news.
因为我们深知我们是白白的得来，也常白白的舍去。
We know we receive paying no price, and we're willing to give out freely as well.
在世上没有什么好纪念的，也没有什么好自夸的，唯有我们所夸的是我们那位救主耶稣。
And there's nothing in this life or in this world that worth boasting but Jesus Christ our Savior.
今天为你主我们来祈求。
And therefore also Lord we're praying today.
凡没有相信你的，今天早间开通你里面的耳朵，开通你里面的心灵，说你要来认识我们的救主耶稣。
For those who have not yet believed in you, Jesus, we pray that you open their eyes and their ears and their minds so that they will come to know you today.
凡是相信的，里面是何等大的把握。
And what a great assurance we have once we believe in Jesus Christ.
每次这样的呼召，不但呼召到我们里面的深处，还呼召到我们里面永远到永远。
And this calling will be in our heart forever and ever.
主把我们每一位都交托在你的手中。
So we trust everyone who sits here in your hand.
一生愿意走在你的道路上。
Help us to walk on your way all the days of our lives.
奉靠你自己宝贵的圣
名。In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. 我们把时间交给必修姊妹。
Ada 姊妹， I would like to give the time to Sister Ada. She will share with us.Her testimony. Good morning, everybody. My name is Ada. I came to know the Lord last December. But that wasn't the first time I heard about gospel. When I first came to this country, The teacher of my brother shared the gospel with us. And I went to church several times ever since. And at the time, I felt it's more fun to stay home watching TV or go out and play with my friends. And my younger brother went to church and he believed in the Lord soon.
当时他只有八岁。
At the time he was only 8 years old.
他就跟我说，姐姐，你还没有信主，你就不能上天堂。
And he told me, dear sister, you haven't believed in Jesus, then you cannot go to heaven.
我说没有关系，我的朋友都没有信主。
I said that's fine because all my friends have not believed in the Lord.
那我们没有去也没有关系，我们很多伴。
It's okay if I don't go to heaven because I have a lot of friends in another place.
然后我就跟朋友出去玩。
So I always went out with my friends.
然后甚至去那个 temple 去拜拜，然后去求神问卦。
I even went to the Buddha temple to ask the gods in the temple for help.
远离了正路。
And I was so far away from the way of the truth.
但是主没有放弃我。
But thank the Lord, he did not forsake me.
他把很多人摆在我身边。
And
he 吸引我。
He had put around me many friends that would help me to know him.
我先看到我弟弟跟他一起上教会的朋友。
First of all, I noticed how my younger brother and his friends in the church,
他们我看到他们一起做义工。
I saw how them volunteer to do good works to get together.
相反，我看到我两位好朋友的弟弟。
And on the contrary, my good friends, two of my good friends, their younger brothers.
一个跟了坏的朋友。
I noticed how they befriend with the wrong people.
他们跟了帮派。
They joined gangs.
结果坐监了。
And they are now in prison.
另外一个养了坏的习惯。
And the other younger brother of my best friends became addicted to something that's not good.
就一次一次送到那个戒毒所里面去。
He was addicted to drugs, so he was sent to the rehab centers time after time.
我那时候想说，哦，还好我弟弟上教会，认识的都是好的朋友。
And at the time I was so happy because I felt my brother was so lucky because he went to church and he befriended with good guys.
当我出来上工作以后
After I came out to work
我看到公司里面的同事跟其他的同事不一样
And I noticed there are people they're kind of different among my co-workers
他们很认真的在工作
I saw how they work diligently regardless
就算有时候遇到很不公平的事情
And even though they may encounter unfair treatment
他们也不会自己争辩什么
They really fight for themselves
就把自己该做的工作做好了
Instead they continue to do what they're supposed to do
我那时候想、哦、他们有基督生命的人真的不一样
And these are a bunch of Christians And I noticed how they react differently
但是我还是不愿意接受主
Even that, I still didn't want to accept Jesus Christ
任何人跟我讲福音我说没有关系我不需要认识他我就平平安安过我的日子就好了
And many times people try to share with me the gospel of Jesus Christ But I told them that it's fine I don't really need to know Jesus As long as I can live my life peacefully
但是我并不平安
But the thing is, I do not have peace
我心里有很多抱怨
There are so many complaints in my heart
很多东西在我心里我觉得很不开心
And there are so many things made me very unhappy
在去年十二月份的一个礼拜天
And I remember one particular Sunday last December
那时候刚下完雨天气很好
and,
蓝天白云
at the time we just had a rainstorm and it was cleared up and it was beautiful with a blue sky and white clouds
那时候天气很好
it was such a wonderful weather
在回家的路上
and on my way home
我相反我那时候心情很糟糕
and I was in a very bad mood
我觉得我没有一件事情都可以做得很好
And I feel that there's nothing I could do right.
我那整天都是在抱怨里面
Because I'm in this complaining mode all day long.
然后我就想起我妹妹说了一句话
And suddenly I remember a remark made by my sister.
我妹妹说你都没有找到你的方向你怎么可以把你事情都做好呢
My sister pointed out to me says, You can't even know the direction of your life How can you expect you can do things well
我就那时候在想到底我的方向是在哪里呢我该做什么事情呢
Then I thought What is the direction of my life What are the things I should do
那时候我就听到主跟我说
And then suddenly I heard the Lord speaking to me
他说到教会去到教会来把你的担子交给我
And I heard the Lord saying to me Go to church and give me your burden
我那时候抬头一看就看到一片很漂亮的云
And I looked up my head and saw this beautiful cloud
我就对着那片云说
So looking up I said to the cloud
教会这么多我要去哪里呢
There are so many churches Which one should I go
然后我就再听不到声音了但是我脑子里面飘过两个名字
And then I don't hear any voice anymore But two names appeared in my mind
我礼拜一的一早我就很激动的就跟其中一个他们其中一人说我很想去教会但是我不晓得到哪里去
and therefore next Monday and I rushed to one of the name person who had one of the two names appeared in my mind and says which church should I go
他说到我们教会来我们这个礼拜有福音有一个福音分享
and that person said come to our church there's a gospel meeting this Sunday
那整个礼拜我就很期待礼拜天快点到快点到
Therefore all week long I was expecting to the Sunday arrive soon because I want to go to church
礼拜天到的时候我就一早就带着两个小孩
So Sunday comes I rush to the church with my children
然后我来到了之后叫我来的朋友他还没有到
And I came so early that actually my friend hasn't arrived yet
我就在停车场里面等
So I waited in the parking lot
然后有一位弟兄看到我
And there's a Christian brother saw me there.
他说你进去里面等吧。
He said, why don't you go in and wait?
然后我就进来了。
So I came in.
我看当时你们正好就在擘饼聚会。
And the time you guys were having breaking of bread.
那时候听到教会里面的人在唱歌。
And I heard people singing.
祷告。
Praying.
赞美。
praising.
我当时心里就很感动。
I was so touched.
当时圣灵就感动到我，我就不停的在哭。
And I could not help but start crying because of the move of the Holy Spirit.
那种感觉就像小时候在外面受伤了，要回到家里看到妈妈就忍不住大哭那种感觉。
It feels like, you know, you're being hurt outside and you finally came home and you rush to your mom's bosom and cry.
我那一天就信主了。
And that's the day I believed in Jesus.
当我回到家里。
And I returned home.
我就感觉到我的负担没有了。
And I suddenly felt my burden is lifted.
我就回到家里，一直就有一首歌在我脑袋里面。
And when I was home, there was this song that keep on singing in my mind.
就有一个旋律，就是那时候跟我弟弟他们去过教会，有听过一首歌。
It's a melody of a hymn that I learned when I went to church with my younger brother a long time ago.
I have decided to follow Jesus.
That's called 我已经决定要跟随耶稣。
就是那首歌一直在我脑袋里面旋。
And that whole song just kept on singing in my mind.
那种感觉很好。
Such a wonderful feeling.
真的很美好。
It was just a beautiful feeling.
之后我就把我所有的事情都交托给主。
And then I learned to just trust everything in the hands of the Lord from that point on.
主就一一为我成全了。
And I saw how He just did one by one for me.
我上个礼拜有参加了一个聚会。
Last week I went to a meeting.
我去那个聚会之前，我一直祷告说：“主，我不想去，我不想去。”
It's not a church.
Not
a
church.
It's a gathering. It's not church gathering. It's a gathering I really didn't want to go.
但是主还是让我去了。
But the Lord let me go regardless.
我去到那边。我看到一群还没有得救的人。
I went there. I saw this crowd of non-believers.
当时我只有四个字在脑袋里面。
And there's only four Chinese words appeared in my mind.
就是神爱世人。
That is God so loved the world.
神爱世人。
God so loved the world.
我就一直有那几个字在我脑袋里面。
I just kept on feeling these four words in my mind.
我回到家里。
And I went home.
那天晚上我就做了一个梦。
I had a dream that night.
我就梦见我在一个宴席里面。
I dreamed that I was in this banquet.
在那个宴席里面，刚开始只有很少人，只有一桌。
And initially there weren't a lot of guests, only one table full.
后来人越来越多。
And then the numbers started to increase.
但是每个人的座位旁边都是空了一个位置。
But I noticed how beside every guest there's an empty seat.
然后宴席的主人一直出去外面请留连的人。
And the host of the banquet kept on went out to invite people to come in.
就我醒来我就想起。
And I woke up and I suddenly remembered.
那不是我在福音书有看过的情形吗？
Isn't this one of the parables recorded in the Bible?
我说哦，主要我参加那个宴席。
I said, Lord, you
gathering.
You let me go to the gallery which I really reluctant to go.
就是让我看到。
Because you want to show me.
他是要我们跟我们一起同工。
He wants to work with him.
就把那些位置填满。
To bring non-believers into his banquet to fill all the vacant seats.
我们很多人都还没有，我家人很多朋友都还没有信。
Many of my family members are not believers yet.
我的愿望就是有一天他们都坐在我旁边。
It is my wish that they will sit next to me in the Lord's banquet.
将来我看到主的时候。
So that when I see the Lord face to face.
主会问我 ，Ada， 你的朋友在哪里
？The Lord may ask me, Ada, where are your friends?
你的家人在哪里
？Where are your family members?
我可以回答他说。
Then I can tell him.
主啊，他们在我跟我一起享受你的，享受你的。
Lord, they are celebrating and enjoying the banquet with me right now.
谢谢，这是我的。
And this is my sharing. Thank you.
Ada 的就不到半年了。
Even though Ada came to the Lord for about 6 months only.
我觉得在这段从她受浸四月，她在四月中旬的时候受浸 这段日子跟她一起追求的日子里面，我觉得很感动。
And I have been greatly touched by her sharing in the past 2 months, ever since she was baptized in April.
在那里面有一个可对主的一个渴慕，而且一个很新鲜的对主很新鲜的感觉。
Because I sense there's a genuine desire for the Lord, this fresh, freshness for, from the new believers.
所以他在跟他读圣经的时候，他那个感动就 也感染了我。
And many times her excitement when reading the Bible touched me as well.
有一天我问他说，Ada, 你受浸以后你最大的盼望是什么？
And one day I asked her, Ada, what is your greatest wish after you're baptized?
她说，我希望我的先生能够得救。
She said, I wish my husband can be saved.
我就想，其实这是每一个人的，我们得到救恩的人一个最大的一个盼望。
And I think this is the greatest hope we have after we're saved.
就是家人能够得救。
That is our beloved family members can be saved as well.
让我们最亲近的人能够得救。
The people to whom we're closest can be saved.
所以第一个想到的就是家人。
Therefore, usually the first person came to our mind will be our family members.
这就像什么呢？
Well, how does it, what is it like?
我们若去餐厅吃，哪一家餐厅吃到好吃的，第一个就是回家把家人带去。
Just like when you go out, you eat something really delicious in one of the restaurants, the first thing you do is bring your family there next time.
然后呢，把你所认识的好朋友都带去。
And also tell your friends to go there.
因为你吃过，这个是很好吃的。
Because you have tasted and it is good.
但是相同的，如果我们受到一个苦
，In the same way, if we suffer,
我们盼望我们的亲朋好友，我们最至亲的，不要跟我们一样。
And we'll make sure our family or loved ones will not suffer the same way.
所以这就是主说，我们说尝过主恩的滋味，就知道他是美善。
That's why Bible says, "Taste the Lord, then you will know He is good."
所以我们巴不得把这样的好的滋味，也让我们的亲朋好友也能够知道。
And that is why we'd like to share with our friends, neighbors, and family members this greatness of the Lord.
闽南语有句话叫做“假后造修补”。啊，你吃到好吃的，你就自己就你就把很多人都找来。
There is a Taiwanese saying that if you taste something good, then you let everybody else know.
这就是我们要做的。
And this is something that we Christians will do.
你发现一个好餐厅不需要做广告，自然在就算在巷子里面也有人找上门。
Just like why some restaurants they don't do a lot of advertising, but because their food is good, the crowd will come.
这就是口碑相传。
And because the word of mouth is the greatest advertisement.
所以刚刚 Ada 做了一个见证，在她周围中，她看见很多的基督徒朋友。
And Ada just shared with us how she witnessed many Christians around in her life.
最重要是他那个小弟弟
，and her younger brother。
你看他得着主以后，第一个就来跟他姐姐传福音。
He after he believed in the Lord, he came to his sister and shared the gospel first。
虽然他什么都不会讲
，even though he really wasn't eloquent。
最后姐姐在一个没有盼望中，就是看到这个弟弟得到一个激励。
And at the end, his testimony made her saved。
就是我们能够影响人，叫人看见主的一个地方。
That's why we can have impact and show the Lord to others.
这就是传福音。
This is how we share the gospel.
对不起，今天有没有第一次还没有信主的福音朋友
？Is there any newcomer among us here that are not believers yet?
我当大家都是已经信主了。
And I will regard all of you are believers here.
因为你坐在这里不是突然。
Because you do not just come here by coincidence.
主对你有一个吸引。
Because the Lord has drawn you here.
所以你愿意坐在那里听这么多人来说话。
That's why you're willing to sit here and listen to people.
其实是主要向你说话。
Actually, it's the Lord who wants to speak to you.
那我们信主了，我们已经知道了，我们要再来知道一件事情。
And after we believe in the Lord, we need to know one more thing.
主，我们所认识的这个主怎么样从我们里面出去？
It's how do we let this Lord whom we believe will flow out through us?
其实在圣经中有两个故事，那两个人常常提醒我。
And there are two characters in the Bible remind me all the time.
一个是在旧约里面的拉合。
And one is Rahab in the Old Testament.
我想妓女拉合的故事大家都非常的熟悉。
Many of you must know her story. She was a prostitute.
当约书亚取代摩西要带领以色列百姓进迦南的时候
，And right before Joshua led the great multitude into the land of Canaan，
他们第一个要打攻打的就是耶利哥城。
And the first city they needed to take down was Jericho。
这打仗是不可以贸然的就进攻的。
But you have to know the city well before you attack it。
所以他派了两个探子就到这个耶利哥城去打探军情。
So Joshua sent two spies to take a look at the city。
结果他们进去的时候，耶利哥王知道有两个 的间谍要进来打探消息。
Yes. The ruler of Jericho found out the two spies have arrived in his city.
这里有一件事情发生，他们就来到拉合家来找。
And these two spies went to the house of Rahab.
圣经说拉合是一个妓女，所以所有的人都会经过这里。
Because she was a prostitute, so it wasn't uncommon for strangers to come to her house.
一个在社会中没有地位的人。
And she was lowly regarded in ranking.
神选中了这个人。
But God chose her.
在圣经中有一段拉合对神的认识，跟还有与这两个探子的对话。
And there's a dialogue between Rahab and these two spies.
如果你有圣经，我们请打开在约书亚记第二章。
If you have Bible with you, please turn with me.
我们来读一段圣经。
The book of Joshua, chapter 2.It's in the Old Testament.
在旧约圣经第二章约书亚记第二章的第九节。
Joshua chapter 2 verse 9.
这是拉合对两个探子说他所认识的。
From this passage, you can see her knowledge of the Lord.
好，翻到我们一起来读。对他们，拉合就对这两个探子他们说，对他们说，我知道耶和华已经把这地赐给你们，并且因你们的缘故，我们都惊慌了。这地的一切居民在你们面前心都消化了，因为我们听见你们出埃及的时候，耶和华怎样在你们前面使红海的水干了，并且你们怎样在约旦河东的两个亚摩利王西宏和噩将他们进行毁灭。我们一听见这些事，心就消化了，因你们的缘故，并无一人有胆气。耶和华你们的神本是上天下地的神，现在我既是恩待你们，求你们指着耶和华向我起誓，也要恩待我父家，并给我一个实在的证据，要救活我的父母弟兄姊妹和一切属他们的，拯救我们性命不死。二人对他说，你若不泄露我们这件事，我们情愿替你们死。耶和华将这地赐给我们的时候，我们必以慈爱诚实待你。 这是一段很特别的，这个拉合他就听说，他听说神恩待以色列百姓，把他们带出埃及，叫红海分开。
And Rahab heard what the Lord did through his people and the miracles of how they drive the water of the Red Sea.
他们出来把一些仇敌就打死了。
How they defeat their enemies.
所以他听见了神在以色列百姓身上所行的事迹。
So Rahab heard what the Lord did through his people, Israelites.
他放在心上，他相信这个神。
She remembered it and she believed it.
所以他自己认识了他向他们有一个要求。
And because of that knowledge of the Lord of Israelites, she had this plea.
他说好，我恩待你们，把他们藏起来。
Okay, I'll be kind to you. I will hide you.
但是他要他们向他起誓。
But you also need to swear to us, to me.
他说不仅我要救我。
That you will not only spare my life,
要救我的父母。
But the life of my parents,
我的弟兄姊妹
my brothers, my sisters,
一切属他们的都要得救
and all those who belong to them.
这件事情其实对我们是一个很大的激励
and this is a great encouragement for us.
我们因为相信我们因为认识主我们相信他
and because of our knowledge and belief in the Lord,
但是不是停在这里
that doesn't stop here.
主让我们可以再来求他
the Lord allows us to continue to pray and make a request,
叫我们的家人都可以蒙保守
so that our family members can be saved.
主有没有听祷告
Did the Lord hear the prayer like this?
我们再往后翻读到第六章
If we keep on reading to chapter 6,
我们看第十七节
If you look at chapter 6 verse 17
这里说这城和其中所有的都要在耶和华面前毁灭只有妓女拉合与她家中所有的可以存活因为他们隐藏了我们所打发的使者
Here says the city and all that is in it are to be devoted to the Lord only Rahab the prostitute and all who are with her in her house shall be spared Because she hid the spies we sent.
在二十五节，我们再看。
Verse 25.
约书亚却把妓女拉合与他富家并他所有的都救活了，因为他隐藏了约书亚所打发窥探耶利哥的使者，他就住在以色列中直到今日。
It says, but Joshua spared Rahab the prostitute with her family and all who belonged to her, because she hid the men Joshua had sent as spies to Jericho, and she lives among the Israelites to this day.
这是一个很特别的一个故事。
This is such an unusual story.
当这两位探子答应拉合向拉合做启示以后，
when the two spies promised Rahab,
他给拉合一个证据，
They gave her a proof,
一条红丝线，
which is a red thread.
他说这个绳子你、绑在你的 家门，
They say tie this thread on your door.
我们来灭城的时候，我们一认出这个 就不灭它。
So when we come in, when we see this thread, we will pass you.
所以他把所有的家人带到他的家中，
That's why she gathered all her family members in her house.
所以灭城的时候这个家蒙保守。
So when Israelites came, they were spared.
这个红色的绳子代表什么？
What does the red thread symbolize?
主流宝血把我们保护了。
It symbolizes the precious blood the Lord shed for us.
当以色列人出埃及的时候，
And when Israelites left Egypt,
神灭所有的头生的，
How God has struck to death all the firstborn,
每一家都要死一个人，还有所有牲畜也都头生的都要死。
So all the firstborn child and livestock were struck down.
只有在以色列家中门楣上有吐血的不死人。
But only the households of Israelite where they applied blood of the lamb onto their door and doorpost, their lives were spared.
这就是救恩。
This is what salvation is about.
我们再看另外一个故事。
Let's read another story in the Bible.
在路加福音十六章。
It's in the New Testament, book of Luke, chapter 16.
有一个我们很熟悉的故事。
This is a story most of us know.
财主和拉撒路。
The parable of the rich man and Lazarus.
我们还是要来读一段。从十九节我们要读到二十八节。
From verse 19 to 28.
有一个财主穿着紫色袍和细麻布衣服，天天奢华宴乐。又有一个讨饭的名叫拉撒路。浑身生疮，被人放在财主门口，要得财主桌子上掉下来的零碎充饥，并且狗来舔他的疮。后来那讨饭的死了，被天使带去放在亚伯拉罕的怀里，财主也死了，并且埋葬了。他在阴间受苦痛苦，举目远远的望见亚伯拉罕，又望见拉撒路在他怀里，就喊着说，我主亚伯拉罕哪、可怜我吧，打发拉撒路来，指头沾先沾点水凉凉我的舌头，因为我在这火焰里极其痛苦。亚伯拉罕说，儿啊，你该回想你生前享过福，拉撒路也受过苦，如今他在这里得安慰，你倒受痛苦。不但这样，并且在你我之间有深渊限定，以致人要从这边到过你们那边是不能的，要从那边到过我们这边也是不能的。财主说，我主啊，既是这样，求你打发拉撒路到我家父家去，因为我还有五个弟兄，他可以对他们做见证，免得他们也来到这痛苦的地方。这是另外一个故事。
This is another story.
当财主在那里受苦的时候，
When the rich man suffered in hell,
他第一个想到他的家人。
The first thing came to his mind was his brothers.
这个故事常常摸到我的心。
And this story touched my heart all the time.
二十八节说，因为我还有五个弟兄。
Verse 28, he said, Then I beg you, I have five brothers.
我这就是我的光景，我家里还有五个弟兄。
And this is just like my story, because I have five brothers at home too.
都还没有信主。
They have not yet believed in the Lord.
其实就是我不应没有资格在这里讲 全家得救的事。
Therefore, in a way, I'm not qualified to share this message about whole household can be saved.
但是在我心里有一个把握。
Yet in my heart, I believe.
主说一人得救，全家要得救。
But the Lord has promised that if one is saved, the whole household will be saved.
所以我所能做的就是把家人带到主的面前。
All that I can do is to bring my family to the Lord.
然后我相信主必要做成。
And I believe the Lord will work from there.
这里财我们看见这个财主不关乎他在世上享乐或是富有贫贱。
It really doesn't matter what kind of social ranking or status we have when we're on earth.
有一点很重要的。
One thing that is important.
他有没有相信这位主。
The rich man may be rich, but the key point is whether he has accepted the Lord.
我们看见那个乞丐是躺在谁的怀里。
And we saw at the end, in whose bosom was the beggar laying?
躺在亚伯拉罕的怀里。
He was laying in Abraham's bosom.
亚伯拉罕是信心之父。
And Abraham is also the father of faith.
反正我们相信就成为亚伯拉罕的后裔。
As long as we believe, we become Abraham's descendant.
那我在看到二十五节，亚伯拉罕对这个财主说：“儿啊，你该回想你生前享过享过福。”
And here in verse 25, it says.Son, remember that in your lifetime you received your good things.
是不是这个财主啊，可能是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
Yes, biologically, this rich man may be the descendant of Abraham.
但是亚伯拉罕有两半的后裔。
But you know, Abraham had two types of descendants.
有属天的
One is of heaven, one is of earth.
所以这些以色列人都是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
And these Israelites were the descendants of Abraham.
我们也是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
And you and I are also.
我们因信，我们成为亚伯拉罕的后裔。
Through faith, we have become his descendants.
所以我们可以躺在亚伯拉罕的怀里，躺在我们的父的怀中。
We're qualified to rest in the bosom of our father and Abraham.
这个是我们的结局。
And this is our ending.
但我们看见。亚伯拉罕在这里不是财主在这里死了以后让我们看见阴间的一个可怕
And you see the dreadfulness of hell here
这里说财主死了而且埋葬了
Here says he died The rich man died and he was buried
他有没有死
Did he actually die and done with
他没有死他还在阴间他的灵魂在阴间里永远不死
No it's not over for him because his soul suffers in Hades
所以弟兄姊妹我们信主有永生
Therefore, brothers and sisters, we believe in the Lord, we can have eternal life.
不信主人就是永死。
But if we do not believe in the Lord, we have eternal death.
永远不死在那个死的状况里面。
So when we say, you'll never die, but you're in the state of death.
他说这里的火焰极其痛苦。
And here the fire continues to burn.
那里所有的东西都是永远的。
Everything lasts forever in that realm.
火不熄灭
The fire will never be quenched.
红不死
And there's warmth that never die.
所以在世上享过福的，他说只要用指尖沾点水在我的口里面。
And therefore, he said, just send somebody to dip some water in my mouth.
这就是不信在阴间里面的光景。
And this is the dreadful condition in hell.
而且一个更叫我们觉得可怕的就是在二十六节。
And if you go on and read verse 26, it's even worse.
在你我中间有一个深渊限定，所以从那里的人要过来也不行，我们也过不到那里去，这是永远的分隔。
It says there, between you and us, a great chasm has been fixed, so that those who want to go from there here to you cannot, nor can anyone cross over from there to us.
所以没有办法，而且他在阴间里面有没有办法把福音传给他的家人？
And was he able to share the gospel once he fell into that condition?
没有。
No way.
所以死了不能什么就不能做了。
So once you die, it's all over with.
所以我们若要传福音，我们要爱主，就是现在。
Therefore, if we really want to share gospel, we want to love the Lord, now is the time.
我想最近在华人中间有一个非常大的新闻。
And we all know the great news among, in the Chinese community these days.
什么？
What is it?
四川大地震
the earthquake.
我想这个地震不仅是在华人圈甚至在整个世界都所有的国家对这件事件都一个关注
And I think the earthquake is not limited to Chinese community actually has expanded into the whole world
我记得我在一篇报道上看见有个英国的一个记者他讲描述了一段话
And I saw this particular reporting by a British reporter
好，当在看这个灾情的时候，最叫他震惊的有一件事情。
He said, what shocked him the most in this unfortunate incident?
好，当那个学校倒塌的那个现场。
And you know there was a school that collapsed completely.
好，所有的家长就围在那个地方。
And the parents came and surrounded the whole place.
等待抬出来的尸体是不是自己的孩子。
And they waited to see the bodies got carried out, was that their child or not?
他不能想象那种心情，就是等候那个死人被抬出来。
And the reporter says, I cannot even fathom how that felt to wait for dead bodies to be carried out.
那是一种绝望。
Because that's just a hopeless situation.
所以我们可以看到很多，甚至把尸体背在身上，怎么样就是要把它带去好好安葬。
And you saw how parents carry dead bodies on their back so that they can bury their child.
人在这个天灾中一点力量都没有。
We are so helpless in this natural disaster.
所以当人遇到天灾遇到死亡的时候，第一个进入你的思想是什么？
So what was the first thing will occur to you or come into your mind in the case of a natural disaster?
不知道大家有没有去想过这个问题。
I don't know, have you ever thought about it?
当这地震的那一刹那，你所想到的是什么？
What's the first thing that comes to your mind? The first second of the earthquake.
完了，我要死了。
Oh no, I'm dying.
还是我的孩子，我的父母在哪里？
Oh, where are my children? Where's my parent?
但是你都不能去掌控它。
But we have no control over it.
在这件事上，我自己有一段经历。
And I have some personal experience about this.
我想在99年的时候，台湾发生一次很大的地震。
We all know in 1999 there was a great earthquake struck in Taiwan.
我所住的那个地方就是灾区。
And where I live is the center of the earthquake.
我记得在那天四川大地震是发生在下午两点，是在白天。
The earthquake in 四川 occurred at 2 p.m.
但在台湾的那个地震是在凌晨将近两点的时候。
But in my case, in 1999, it was like 2 a.m.
也就是所有的人都在睡梦当中。
Which is the time most people are sleeping.
那时候地开始摇晃。
And the first thing you feel is the rumbling of the earth.
其实当时所有的电都已经断了。
And all the utilities shut off.
当地震那一刹那，我起来，我里面一个恐惧。
And I woke up and a fear came to my heart.
不是说我要死了。
Not that I was afraid that I would die.
我跪下来，我说主啊，我的家人都还没有得救，给他们机会，他们不能死。
And immediately kneel down and pray, the Lord, my family members are not saved yet, they cannot die.
我是呼喊的，我说主啊，他们不能死。
So I cry out, the Lord, they cannot die yet.
他们死了怎么能够认识你？
Because if they die, they cannot come to know you.
当我在那个沮丧在这呼喊的时候，
When I was crying out in despair,
我听到我的父亲我的哥哥在叫我的名字。
I heard my father and my older brother calling my name.
因为所有的电都断了。
Because all the electricity was out.
我住在三楼。
And I live on the third floor.
他们叫着我的名字。
They cry my name.
当时我的心那种觉得一方面是无助。
And I felt on one hand very helpless.
一方面觉得主就是我的帮助。
But on the other hand, the Lord is my help.
因为我听到在我们隔一条街的一栋，我不知道是不是，我当时因为黑暗，我不知道公寓倒下来，我只听到很多人在那里逃离的声音。
And because we were in the darkness, I could not know exactly what happened on my block. What happened was the whole building collapsed, but I didn't know. All I heard was this noise.
很吵杂，说不要哭，没事，然后就开始很乱的声音。
It's just a chaos out there.
那个晚上我们是在外面度过的、
so、
在一个广场上
ran outside and we live that whole night we stay outside all night
真的是没有人敢再进到家里面
no one dared to go back to their house
我们在那里等候消息
and we were waiting for the news
消息都很不好
there was no good news
在我们附近的有一个 一栋房子
and there was this house in our neighborhood
整个塌陷了
it collapsed completely
二楼变一楼，一楼变成地下室。
And the second floor became first floor, first floor became the basement.
我父亲的一个好朋友就在那里被压死。
And one of my father's best friend died there.
另外一栋房子倒下来，把另外一家人全部压死。
And another building fell and then collapsed to another house, so everybody in that house died.
没有人能够控制这种情况。
There is just no way we can control.
所以弟兄姊妹，这种情况发生了，我们怎么去看待？我们怎么办
What do we do in a situation like that?
所以当时我那个心情就是我的家人还没有 得救。
And my, all I feel is that my family members are not saved yet.
但当回过头来说，我感谢主还给我机会。
Once we survived the earthquake, I'm so thankful because we have another chance.
所有的天灾人祸都在圣经中已经说，已经早就已经说了。
And Bible has forecast about, prophesied about all these natural disasters.
这个世代会结束。
One day everything will end.
世界有一个末了的时候。
Because this world will come to an end.
在马太福音讲到二十四章讲到民要攻打民。
In Matthew talk about how people will have war against people.
国要攻打国。
A nation will have war against nation.
这就是开始战争。多处有饥荒。
And there will be famines many places.
我们想饥荒只有在落后的地方才会有。
We thought famine only occurred in those underdeveloped countries.
但是我们看最近的新闻，饥荒是在发生。
But you see famine is occurring in many places nowadays.
然后有地震。
And Bible talk about earthquakes.
地震不是这一次才开始。
Earthquake does not start from today.
不断有地震在发生。
And you will continue to have earthquakes.
还会有更大的地震发生。
And greater quake will arrive.
我们心中有没有一个把握？
Do we have the assurance?
有一个预备。
Are we ready?
主说这都是灾难的起头。
And Lord said these are just the beginning of disasters.
这个地只有越来越坏。
The whole earth will deteriorate.
但是主来，他不做修补。
But the Lord will not come back to fix the place, make it better.
上周我们的弟兄说，主所预备的是一个新天新地。
Instead, He has prepared for us a new heaven and new earth.
所以这个地和其上的东西都要被挪去。
Therefore, whatever you see on this earth, one day will be rolled away.
但是我们里面有一个不能震动的国。
However, the Lord has promised us a kingdom that cannot be shaken.
不信的人没有。
But the kingdom does not belong to non-believers.
台湾的921大地震距离现在快十年了。
It's about 10 years now since the last quake in Taiwan I just shared.
对我那个快80岁的老父亲而言。
And to my father who is about 80 years old now.
他那个恐惧还在里面。
That fear still remains in his heart.
在台湾他原来他所住的跟我是一起在三楼。
And before the quake, he lived with me on the third floor.
从那天开始他再也没上到三楼他的卧房睡过一觉。
Ever since the earthquake, he never went up to the same floor and slept.
他宁愿坐在一楼的客房。
He rather stayed in the guest room in the first floor.
他没再上去睡过。
He never went up and slept up there.
我记得从地震开始那一天他门没有锁过。
And ever since that big earthquake, we never locked our door.
他说这样容易跑。
He said, so that we can get out of the house quicker this way.
所以你跑外面都是建筑物也跑不了。
I said, you know, kind of pointless, there are other high-rise buildings around us.
因为在他的里面没有平安。
He did that because there's no peace in his heart.
重要的是他不知道死了以后他要去哪里。
And the worst thing is that he had no idea where he would be going after he dies.
所以这是我们要去看的一个问题。
And so this is the question we need to consider.
我有一个朋友。
I have a friend.
他们家他的父亲是在台湾一般人死后会有道士来做法。
And he belonged to the kind of family that like to invite those, people are coming to perform some kind of religious ceremony, but not Christian.
他的父亲做这个，他的哥哥也接续他的父亲做这样的事情。
而是他们的工作，
工他们的工作。
Oh, their profession is to go to the dead man's house to perform those religious ceremony. His father, his brother, they both did that, and he himself also does that.
那他的哥哥记得他有一次跟一个姊妹说。
And his brother once made a comment to a Christian sister.
他说其实我们在那里念的时候说要把这个死亡的人引到西方世界。
One thing they have to do is they need to continue chanting so that in the hope they will lead this dead person to the nice world out there.
我们也不知道西方世界在哪里。
What we call like Western world, but it's a world invisible in a spiritual realm. But while they were doing this, they had no idea what that world was about.
但是就他们的工作。
But that was their job.
他说我的孩子我希望他们能够去教会。
He said, you know, as far as my own children, I want my children to go to church.
所以这是一个很讽刺的事情。
It's like a joke to us.
但是我们这里看见人心其实没有一个把握，没有一个方向，
不
知道死后去哪里。
It's all because he had no direction in life and he doesn't know where he will be going after he dies.
所以当我这次再来跟 Ada 说 我在跟他那在那里交通的时候
So when I have fellowship with Ada these days
她的最大盼望就是能够她的丈夫能够得救
As she indicated that her greatest wish that her husband can be saved
我说主啊我最大的盼望就是我的家人能够得救
And my greatest wish is my family members can be saved
可以把所有来换他们能够得救
I'm willing to give all so that they can be saved
因为像我看见我们看见拉合他自己得着他愿他的家人也来得着
Just like the prostitute Rahab She received salvation She wants her entire household to be saved
他的家人因为他得救了
And because of her Her family were saved
这个财主上面永远有一个遗憾
And regarding this rich man He will always regret
他自己没有得着
That he did not receive the salvation
救恩在他们这个家没有路
And neither did he the rest of his brothers and family members
那就我们得着的人来说神救恩在我们身上有路
So for us believers we, You gotta know we are a door to of salvation to our family
但是常常被我们拦阻了
But the problem is sometimes we block the way
我们不知道是什么原因叫他们不能够来到主的面前
We don't know what is the reason why our family members will not come to know the Lord
但是我们还要来求主
But we need to continue to ask the Lord
怜悯他们
To have mercy on our family members
所以当我们在这一次在寻求唱什么诗歌的时候
And therefore when we're preparing as to which song to sing today
这首诗歌常常摸到我的心
This particular hymn touched me
就是为你我今祈求
For you, I am praying.
刚刚听弟兄姊妹在唱的时候，就是为你我今祈求，无所谓。
And the chorus says, "For you, I am praying." But when we just sing it, it's like we weren't really into the song.
我们心中有一个，每一个人我想都有一个最重的一个负担，要为一个人的灵魂得救来祷告。
And I believe in each one of our hearts, there must be someone that we want that person to be saved.
有人说四川这样的大地震我们该做什么
Some may say you know such a great earthquake hit 四川 What can we do?
为他们祷告
for them to pray for them
祷告什么从废墟中被拯救出来
What should we pray? Pray that we'll be rescued
有更多的物资进去
Pray more materials be delivered to help them
我们要为他们的灵魂来祷告
Most important to pray for their souls
当你看见那些等候孩子的尸体家人的尸体被 抬出来的那种绝望
You saw the despair of the surviving family members seeing their bodies carried out by the rescuers
就像财主的遗憾一样
You know, the regret they have just like the regret the rich man had
能不能有人去传福音给他们
It's possible someone will tell them the good news
但是再也没有机会
But they are out of chance
今天我们都得着这样的恩典
And you and I have received the salvation.
我们看见地震天灾一来所有地上的东西都没有了一夕之间
You know, things can disappear overnight when a tragedy like that strikes.
只有一样不能被夺去
There's one thing can never be taken away.
我们里面的主
That is the Lord inside.
在921大地震的时候
In the earthquake, we call September 21 in Taiwan.
我哥哥的一个朋友
There's a friend of my older brother.
他住在一个山腰上。
He lived in the half of the mountains in the middle.
我们觉得真的很好，就住在山腰的别墅。
And he lived on like halfway of the mountain, and we always regard a wonderful dwelling place.
当921的时候
，But when the earthquake hit,
整个陡山
，the whole mountain shifted.
他的房子塌方。所有都没有了
And he lost his entire house
就在那几秒钟
In that split second
他家庭没有了
He lost his family
最后失去了他的婚姻
And he also lost his marriage
什么都没有了
He had nothing left
他说努力了一辈子买了一个房子最后什么都没有了
He worked so hard all his life and got this nice house in the mountains but over one second everything was gone
这是世人的结局会死
That's the kind of ending for the world. Yes, one day we will die.
但是没有结束。
But death is not the end.
在阴间所受的更苦。
What they're going to encounter is worse in hell.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Therefore, brothers and sisters.
让我们真的把我们所得着的能从我们里面流出去。
To let what we have flow out from us.
因为只有那个能够存到永远。
Because that's the only thing that will stay forever.
今天我们在地上所做的工作
Everything we do on earth
就是养家活口。
We work hard so that we can make a living.
叫我们这个身体活着。
So that our physical body can stay.
我们在这里所有所做的都会过去。
Everything we do on earth will pass away.
但是来爱主绝对上算。
But the love for the Lord will last forever.
所以早晨我们在这里做见证，我们来传福音，我们只有一个目的。
This morning we're here to give our testimony, to share about this great gospel. There is only one purpose.
因为有更多人来认识这位主，得着不能震动的国。
That is, we wish more and more people can come to know the Lord and to be a part of this kingdom that cannot be shaken.
外面的环境再大，灾难再多
，The disaster may become worse and worse.
主说这世间虽有苦难
But the Lord has promised to us Yes, in this world you will have trouble
但是在我的里面有平安
But you will always have peace in me
弟兄姊妹让我们都起来
So let us rise up
来爱灵魂
To love souls
因为这是主的心意
Because this is what the Lord desires
主说他不愿一人沉沦
The Lord says I don't want even a single one to perish
他愿万人得救
And I desire to save thousands
我们在地上活着的目的是什么
So what is the purpose of our life on earth?
我们来做讨主喜悦的事情
We want to do things that's pleasing to the Lord
摸到他心意的事情
We want to do things that touches him
他就是来拯救灵魂
That is to save souls
然后他的国才能够降临
So that the kingdom of the Lord will arrive
那个是不能震动的国
And that is a kingdom that's unshakable
是一个全新的
It's all new
弟兄姊妹我们再来唱595首
Let's sing 595
590首第一节说到
Verse 1 it says
我有一位救主
I have a savior
他在天为我祈求
And he's pleading in glory
可亲又可爱
A dear loving savior
虽朋友与我疏
And though earth friends be few
现今他时时看顾我
And now he's watching in tenderness over me.
这个情爱何等的深厚
Oh, how great is this love.
愿我救主也能够成为你救主
For all that my Savior were your Savior too.
我想我们能够得救不是信的那一刻我们得救了
We're not just saved the moment we believe.
有多少人为我们摆上祷告
It's all because many people around us have prayed for us
多少人把福音放在我们的里面
A lot of people have shared with us the good news
杂种
They have sown seeds in our hearts
所以 Ada 说她去年12月信主
That's why Ada says even though I believe in the Lord last December
早在她弟弟八岁的时候其实她就听过主
But the seed has been planted in her heart ever since her younger brother was only 8
在更早我们在母腹的时候主就把我们分别了
Even before that while we're in our mother's womb the Lord has separated us for his purpose
我们的心都有一个要追求认识主的一个心
That's why you and I have this unspeakable desire to know the Lord
所以弟兄姊妹要一个真要认识那个要认识就认识那个真的
If we want to pursue to know the true God find the right God
只有我们的主是真神
Only the Lord Jesus Christ is the one and only God
他是升入高天的大祭司
He is the high priest
他为我们祈求
heaven for us and interceding for us
他为我们预备一个住处
He has prepared for us a place
我们有一个喜乐是从天上来的喜乐
So that we can have a joy that's from above
我们有一个平安是别人所不能夺去的平安
And we can have a peace that cannot be taken away
所以我们既然得着了我们也要去告诉别人
So once we have it We need to tell others
主曾经如何把我们拯救出来
Share with others How the Lord has rescued us
所以好不好弟兄姊妹我们当在唱这首诗歌的时候把你心中最有负担的那个像 Ada 是她的丈夫然后我在唱为你我今祈求的时候我们想着这个把它带到主的面前
When we sing the song again I want you to think about the particular person or peoplefor whom you pray they will be saved especially when we sing the chorus for you I am praying think about those people
也许你的家人都得救了但是你有一个最好的朋友他还在罪中
maybe your family members are saved but maybe you still have one good friend who is still not believer
所以为你我今祈求
so when we sing for you I am praying
Think about that person.
有很多没有得救的，我们今天就单单为一个来祷告我们的主。
There may be many are not believers in your life, but
这一个人能够来得救。
Person, right now when we sing this song.
为你我今祈求。
Pray for you, I am praying.
但愿我救主也把你来拯救。
And may my Savior become your Savior too.
我们来唱第一节。
And sing verse 1 together.
我们用祷告的心把这首诗歌唱在我们
的面前。With a prayerful heart, let's sing the song.
我有一救主在前为我祈求，可亲又可爱，随朋友与我说，现今他时时看顾我，亲爱神。
中国人有一句话叫做树欲静而风不止。
And there's a saying in Chinese that the tree likes to stay calm but the wind keeps on blowing.
子欲养而亲不待。
In the same manner, children want to serve their parents but the parents are no longer alive.
我想在这句话应验在很多我们现在已经成长的弟兄姊妹的身上。
I think this saying is very true to many of us grown-ups.
我们都失去过我们最亲爱的人。
We have all experienced that we lost someone dear, very dear.
特别是我们有许多弟兄姊妹，我们的父母可能都有不在世上的时候。
And many of us have lost our parent or parents.
可是当我们在年轻的时候，我们听到这样的话。
And when we were young, we heard people's advice.
我们不见得会有很深刻的感触。
We don't feel too much about it.
可是当我们真正失去我们的父亲或母亲的时候
Once we really lose our father or our mother
我们对这一句中国的谚语
And to this Chinese saying
就有比较深刻的感触
This Chinese saying means a lot to us
当我们要奉养我们的父母的时候
And when we want to just take care of our parents
他们不在世上了
They are no longer on earth
他们没有办法等待我们
They cannot wait for us to be ready and available.
所以中国话说子欲养而亲不待。
That's why the saying says, the children want to minister to their parents, but parents are no longer with them.
我想这只是我们在世上的情感的一个一的的的一方面。
And this is just a description of our status on earth sometimes.
这还不关系到我们对于永远生命的看法。
It has nothing to do with eternity yet.
可是当我们牵扯到永远生命的时候
When it comes to this eternal life,
它所代表的意义比我们刚才所讲的那句话更为严肃。
And this saying becomes even more serious.
更为重要。
It becomes more important.
所以亲爱的弟兄和姊妹们
Therefore, brothers and sisters,
就像刚才我们姊妹所交通的
Like what our sister just shared,
在你们的心里面
In your heart,
有没有一位是你的亲人
Is there one relative?
他或许是你的父亲
Maybe it's your father
他或许是你的母亲
Maybe it's your mother
他或许是你的丈夫
Maybe it's your spouse
他或许是你的妻子
Your husband or your wife
他或许是你的孩子
Or your children
他或许是你一个最好的朋友
Or your best friend
甚至是你的邻居
Or your neighbor
到底你对他的感觉有没有这样深刻的一个负担
Do you have a true and heavy burden for him or her?
愿意把他带到神的面前来
To the point that you want to bring him or her to the Lord
让他在今生的日子里面
So that in his or her life
能够接受神成为他永远生命的把握
He or she can have God as their assurance for eternity
不要再等待了
So wait no more
我知道你们曾经做过这样的事情
And I believe you have done this before.
我知道你们也为他祷告过。
And I believe you have prayed for that person before.
但是我邀请你们。
Well, I would like to invite you now.
借着这首诗歌。
While we're singing this song.
让我们在深处的里面。
From the bottom of our hearts.
向我们的父来祈求。
Let us pray to our Father God.
向一位这位坐在天上宝座的神。
Pray to the one who sits on the throne in heaven.
诉说我们里面一个真实的负担。
To tell him the true burden that is in our hearts.
我可以向你保证。
And I can promise you,
当我们心里面的深处与这位神连接上去的时候
when the depth of heart touches the God in heaven,
他要成就你所祷告的
He will answer your prayer.
他会成就 你所祷告的这位朋友亲戚们
And he will take care of the one you are praying for.
会进入到永远生命的里面
And this person will be brought into his kingdom.
进入到神国的里面
Into eternal life.
所以是不是能够把这一位人
So can we just continue to remember this person?
你所关心的
The one we truly care
你所愿意把他带到神面前的
The one we like to bring to the Lord
在我们再一次唱诗歌的时候
When we sing this hymn again
向神有一个祷告
Let us just pray to God
向神有一个祈求
And have this request made
我们再唱一次第一节
I sing first one
有一救主在天为我祈请你们把这位朋友的名字亲戚的名字记在你们的心里向我们的神祈求为你我先祈求为你我先祈求他愿我救主也把你副歌我们再来为你向我们这位主来祷告他会成就你的应许在这弟兄姊妹我们知道你曾经这样做过但是愿意你在这时候把你的心情再次的摆进来父哥我们再来为你我先祈求为当你在深处祈求的时候我相信神必听你的祷告我们是不是能够起英我们来唱一次英文
For you sing in English one more time
For you I am praying For you I am praying For you I am praying I am praying 英文我们再一次好吧我们请英文英文的弟兄姊妹我们唱大声一点来副歌 For you I am praying For you
I am praying
哦主我们把弟兄姊妹所交托的这些人恭敬摆在你的手里面或许他们曾经这样的祷告但是愿意在今天的祷告里面你听他们的声音他们那些内心深处里面所关切所 care 所把握的地的朋友们他们的亲人们他们的先生他们的妻子他们的父亲他们的母亲他们的邻居他们的朋友我们把它献在你的面前愿意你听他们深处里面的祷告好叫他们在世的日子里面可以进前到你这里来得着永远的生命成为他们的把握副歌我们最后再一次为你我先祈求为你我先祈求他愿我救主也把你来拯救弟兄姊妹我们相信神要做成他的工只要我们在地上的日子里面我们与他配搭
We believe that God will accomplish his work And we pray that we will be his co-workers in the process.
所以愿意这首诗歌
And may this hymn
能够成为我们里面对神的祷告
will become a prayer from our heart to the Lord.
每当我们想到一个还没有得救人的时候
Whenever you thought about a friend who's not saved,
我们可以很自然地将这首诗歌摆出来
We can sing this song from our heart.
我相信神在天上
And I believe God in heaven
他会垂听我们的祷告
will listen to our prayer.
当我们的心情当我们的意愿当我们愿意来到神面前与他同工的时候
when we are willing to come to the Lord to be his co-worker
神没有道理他不听我们的祷告
and there is no reason why he would not listen to our prayer.
因为他要拯救世人
because he desires to save the world.
他不愿意任何一个人沉沦
he doesn't want even a single soul to perish.
愿意借着这首诗歌把我们带到神的面前
and through this hymn may the Lord bring us to his presence
也把我们所关心的人带到神面前
and bring to his presence those who we care
神要成就他的旨意
and the Lord will fulfill his purpose
借着我们的祷告
through our prayer
好使神的旨意成就在这地上
so that his will can be done on earth